AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. More rain in South Carolina means more worries about flooding.
It's about 1 to 2 inches overall that we're going to see. What that's going to do is slow the decline of our larger rivers, and we may see some flooding of our smaller creeks.
Governor Nikki Haley says the once-in-a-millennium storm and flooding is easing in some areas. The Waccamaw and Black Rivers have crested. Both are near the Atlantic. The number of deaths blamed on flooding in South Carolina is up to 19. There are no initial reports of any damage or injuries from a magnitude 4.4 earthquake in northern Oklahoma. There are indications the quake was induced, triggered by the injection of drilling wastewater underground. Records show there have been nearly 700 earthquakes of magnitude 3 or larger in Oklahoma this year, up from 20 in all of 2009. Paul Caruso is at the U.S. Geological Survey.
Before 2009, we averaged about 3 earthquakes above magnitude 2.5 every year. And this year, you know, we eclipsed that every 24 hours.
Two explosions targeted a peace rally by opposition supporters and Kurdish activists in Ankara, Turkey, killing 86 people and wounding 186. Turkey's prime minister says the attacks likely were suicide bombings. Today in Washington, D.C.
We come together today to rain! Hey!
Crowds are around the National Mall for the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. Reverend Wendell Anthony says African Americans are facing a lot of the same issues they did 20 years ago.
We come from every corner of this nation and in many parts of the world to come to celebrate that lives matter, black lives matter, that our people matter.
Police in central Michigan say a man was shot and killed by a state trooper after the man wounded a sheriff's deputy with a crossbow arrow. This is AP Radio News. Greece is opening 5 migrant processing centers. The AP's Dimitris Nellis is in Athens.
They're going to build reception centers, so-called hotspots, where they will do an initial processing of the migrants, fingerprinting, verifying identities, feeding them, providing clothing, medical exams, and just making sure they are who they claim they are.
Most migrants want to travel on from Greece to other European countries like Germany. Jerry Parr has died. He was one of the Secret Service agents on duty when President Ronald Reagan was shot in 1981.
Rawhide is okay. Follow up. Rawhide is okay.
Rawhide is Reagan's Secret Service code name. Parr is credited with saving Reagan's life. After shots were fired, Reagan complained of chest pains and showed blood on his lips. Parr redirected the limo to George Washington Hospital, realizing the president had been shot. Jerry Parr was 85. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.